And things change, you know. And I'll tell you, you know.
Yeah, that's why I still. Someday could be a tremendous accountant.
Yeah, and he could respect you for not being, a real aggressive person that's going to, you know, be a problem to deal with that in the future, and that can tell stories. Okay, where are we now? Page 37. Okay.
I don't know, but it was really good.
Oh yeah, that's a bestseller for a few years ago. That was a major series.
It's very simple and it's good.
Yeah, it's a little short thing. Okay. If you don't know the customer, start at the bottom. I mean, if you know the customer, but you can't do any significant business, go to the bottom. We talked about that. Okay. Yeah, you got to know what is the value that you can provide to a customer. Do they value it? Because they might not. And some of the kinds of things that you can do that provide value is training programs. You know, bring in like a video you talked about or some new material. You know, things that bring them up to date on the latest stuff. You know, that SECO point is another thing that, you know, a lot of people think, I don't know, you know. And then, you know, but having maybe Magnus come out there and work in your account, talk to him about that sort of, you know. And it just, you know, you can bring in some cookies and donuts and things like that and, you know, get a chance to work Mitchell Selling Dynamics on these guys. If you're on the outside not doing anything, you can't work on accounts. If you're in there, you can be, can I do this? May I? Is it all right if I do this? You can do some of the things we're talking about in our program to help bring you closer to the customer. So some of the things about providing value are listed there. You have to identify the right contacts to focus on at each account. Now, sometimes the sales department, you could call in to an account and you could say, can you give me sales? The sales department, generally, they know what's going on in the factory, and they can be helpful to give you leads on who to talk to and things like that, because they know you're in sales. So you call up and say, hey, look, I'm trying to sell your company something. Who should I be working with out there? You know, so you can ferret out who are the right people to work on. Are you guys faced with that kind of situation like I was? Some accounts, you're just not even sure who's in charge of this. It's hard to tell. So, you know, calling into a sales department can give you information that can be helpful. Remember that battery thing. You know, I got that little thing in a book there about the battery. You know, maybe you need to create that on a sheet of paper, you know, for yourself. And, you know, you get into an account, you show it to them. You say, hey, this is what we're talking about here, the cost of use. You know, and it's not offensive to somebody because it has to do with batteries. But you can make the corollary over to cutting tools, and that's what we're really trying to do, is make that corollary. All right, let's move over now, page 37. You're going to begin with a customer after, you know, the things we've been talking about have happened. You go for a walk, maybe you tell a guy a joke and that sort of thing. Can you tell me about problems you're having and about any expectations you might have of me? You know, let's ask a customer that question. And somewhere down the line, you ought to ask him about what it would take to get more of his business. What does he expect? And how could we earn more of his business? That's not the first question you ask a guy when you go in there. You're just going to be allowed to come back on the first visit. You want to ask general questions first. How are things going? Tell me about the materials you're machining here. What about the equipment? And if I were a guy that had a lot of experience in the valve industry, let's say I worked for a valve manufacturer for 10 years, I'd try to get a record of every valve maker in your territory. Get a list. You'd be amazed. You can look up the SIC code or the NAICS code, which is similar, more detailed, of every manufacturer in your territory. So you can find every valve manufacturer in your territory. Who would not want to have somebody come in and say, look, I happen to work for SECO Tools as a technical specialist or whatever. I've got 10 years of experience in the valve manufacturing. I did this and that. I mean, hey, I would think a valve manufacturer would be very interested and you could provide more value. So look back on your background. Morisiki's. I know, Rich, you were talking about selling Morisiki's. Where did they sell all those things? Can you go? You must know a lot about Morisiki's, I would guess. And you could provide value to a company that had Morisiki's, perhaps, you know, helping them tool them and so on, and you'd be more familiar with the equipment and what it can do and so on. And you could play that as a wild card to get you into the account. Ask general questions, go for a walk with the customer, and then start to get more focused in your questions. Let's move over to page 38. You do not want to try to sell your customer everything you have on your first visit. I mean, there's nothing worse than going to an accountant and saying, hey, we can sell you drills, we can sell you mills, we got turning tools, threading, you know, and you're just, you know, doing a song and dance thing. Just absolutely bad news. You do not want to try to do that. Just stick one product and you can come back the next time with another one.
So, like one brochure? What if you have four brochures?
Well, I would pick one of them to talk to him about, unless there's some reason to bring something else out. But, you know, don't get into a deal with a customer. How about this? No? How about that? No. You know, that gets a customer very disturbed, you know, because they're thinking, oh, my God, this guy wants to sell me everything in the world, you know. No, we're not going to change his whole apple cart. We're going to just take one thing, try to fix it, and that's what we're going to work on, is one thing at a time. And like we've said over and over here, let's try to listen to what he wants us to work on, not what we feel comfortable working on, but really what he wants.